Hey guys, welcome back to the Barbershop Group Podcast. Today we're talking about being a man of integrity. I'm pretty sure that a lot of you guys out there have heard the word before, of course, and some of you may think that you're a man of integrity, others may not. I know it's something I definitely need to work on in my own life, but here are some ways to improve our integrity. Now, before I begin, I want to tell you a story about a guy named Bobby Jones, who was a golfer back in 1925. He was a very famous golfer at that time, and when he was in the U.S. Open, Bobby Jones pulled one iron out of his bag and addressed the ball. As he sat up to hit the rough edges, right, his ball moved ever so slightly, a motion that calls for a stroke penalty. He was the only one that saw it, and yet he called the penalty on himself. The penalty eventually cost him the championship. When people tried to congratulate him on his sportsmanship, Jones replied, "That's like congratulating someone for not robbing a bank." Okay. Bobby Jones personified the saying, "Character is what you do when no one is looking." Men of integrity value what is honest, true, noble, trustworthy, kind, and right ahead of personal gain. When it is firmly embedded in our foundation, integrity ceases to be optional, but instead becomes a way of life. So here are some ways that we all can improve our integrity. Number one, root yourself in a moral foundation. It's been said that everyone has a God. The question is, what God do we choose? But many of us fail even to address the issue. Once considered, this question can give us a firm place to anchor. The second thing we should try to do is be optimistic. Scan the news for examples of integrity. All right, just listen for stories of integrity. Then talk about those with friends and family rather than about the latest scandals. Make endorsing integrity a stronger value in your life than criticism or scorn. Now, that's one of the things that we do here at the Barbershop Group is we try to avoid like the latest scandals. If you look at our social media and stuff like that, there's some things that we put up that might lend itself to some scandal or somebody, you know, where somebody's being charged with something, some type of crime or whatever. But we really do that because we're trying to get men to consider integrity a little bit more and consider our actions, right? The third thing that we want to do or don't want to do is don't compartmentalize our lives. Too many of us are different people in different places. Determine instead to be a man of integrity and then practice at home, practice it at work, and practice it at play, wherever you are, right? You don't want to be one person over here and another person over there. That's a hard thing to balance, and eventually it gets us caught up. We also want to be selfless. The root enemy of integrity is selfishness. The golden rule requires treating others the way we would like to be treated. It's impossible to follow the golden rule without a boost to personal integrity. The fifth thing to do is surround yourself with a lot of support. There's a great story about the great leader, of course, Moses. A lot of you all are familiar with him. When his friends Aaron and Hur stood with him to hold his arms up high until the battle was won. We all need friends to hold our arms up to help keep us strong. And there's a lot of reports out there today that a lot of guys don't necessarily have people to do that for them. And so that's something that you really, really want to consider in your life. If you don't have people who can help hold you up, then you got to look at getting a different set of people. The next thing you want to do is partner with a friend when you need to make progress. Take accountability to the next level by asking another man to hold your feet to the fire when necessary. This can be a mutual arrangement. We know a man who asks his friend to call several times a week and asks point blank if he's been looking at porn. That's something that I and another friend of mine talk about quite a bit. We cut out all the frivolous talk and get right to the nitty gritty of things that we know that we struggle with. And I can promise you, having a conversation like that on a regular basis, it's not for the weak. It's going to produce a lot of stuff for you to think about. And if you're doing it with the right person in your life, you know, you will see improvements. Don't be afraid to have those conversations. Number seven, be in the habit of sharing everything with your spouse. Okay? Share everything with your spouse. Now, I know that recently we put up something on our Instagram page, and there were some people who came along and they said, no, it's okay to tell a white lie to your spouse. No, it's not. And the justification for telling a white lie to a lot of women is, well, the thought pattern is, And the thought error is, well, a woman can't handle the truth. And if a woman can't handle the truth, you're with that woman, you're not with the right person. Okay, that's straight up, because that means that you are basically avoiding your emotions. You are getting rid of your emotions, failing to address your emotions and thoughts and everything else that's going on with you in order to protect how she feels. And if you got to be around somebody else, if you got to be with somebody and you always have to pause your emotional thoughts, right? Your sensations, your feelings, your concerns in order to make somebody else feel good. Wrong person. That's codependency. That's a codependent trait. You need some help with that. Okay. So we don't need to keep secrets from spouses. It tends to have a huge impact on who we are. The next thing is this: practice the habit of imagining the presence of someone whose opinion you value. All right. So what if my father were at this business meeting? I wonder how Grandpa would enjoy being part of this. Would I tell this joke in the presence of my wife or my daughter? How would my kids feel if they listened in on this conversation? We need to ask ourselves those type of questions all the time. All right? Now, the next thing that we also want to do, if we're fathers, we want to hold our children accountable. It may be cliche to say, to teach is to learn, but it's also very, very true. Every lesson we bring to our children is something we need to hear too. And the last thing is have a principle of the week. Yep. Yeah, you got to be able to set some things up like that. Have a principle of the week. Highlight a principle of the week at home. Devote 1 week to conversations about honesty. Devote another week to highlighting trust. Then another week, everyone in the family pledges one act of selflessness daily and shares what that act was over dinner. Right? You've got to be able to sit down, put your phones down, turn the TVs off, get in the same room and have that conversation. And you've got to be somewhat creative, but you want to have that conversation without, you know, feeling like it's a complete lecture, but an engaging teaching moment for everybody in the room. So let me ask you a question. When has your integrity been tested? We can all come up with a lot of times when our integrity has been tested. And I don't want to give you all examples. I want you to think about it for yourself. We guys, we all need to do better. I need to do better. We all have those experiences, you know. Huddle up with your kids and ask them, what do you think it means to be a person of integrity? And their answer will tell you what they see in you, what they see in others, and kind of what you need to do to change or what you need to discuss going forward. So again, those are just some ways to develop integrity, to improve upon it, to build it, to grow it between your family and your friends that we think are really, really important for guys going forward. So until next time, guys, be well, and we'll talk to you soon.